So now the pleasure of anticipating Neil Haverson's last word is about to be fulfilled. He is in a grumpy mood.
They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth. So I'm an OAP and weak need.
On this page in July, I wrote how I got in touch with David, my former French English teacher, and that I'd been corresponding regularly. We ruminate over life in the 1960s, the direction of our respective careers, and, of course, our views on the state of play today. Wokery, COVID, lorry drivers, anything that gets the goat of two grumpy old pensioners. Among the things we have discussed is our mother tongue. Regular readers will know that this is a subject dear to my heart, as I have often touched on it in the last word. With our respective professions involving words, David and I have got on our hobby horses about the misuse of the English language. Okay, I know, I am a hypocrite. I must be one of the biggest offenders. My defence is that I write conversational English, how you and I might chat over a drink. I start sentences with and but. Well, you do, don't you? Someone says something which you agree with, you reply, but of course. I split infinitives, as in Captain Kirk's famous to boldly go. Again, we all do it. You'd say, I really like broccoli, not really, I like broccoli. And I end sentences with prepositions, but I maintain you are more likely to ask, who are you going to the match with, rather than with whom are you going to the match? English is a wonderfully descriptive and colourful language. However, it is riddled with inconsistencies. I did a bit of Googling and discovered there's a website for anoraks like me, obsessed with the subject. There are even names for these idiosyncrasies. If conversation in the pub goes quiet, they'll be great to trundle out. Homonyms, words spelt and pronounced the same but with different meanings, such as light. It could mean daylight, daylight, or light the fire. Homophones, words that are pronounced the same but spelled differently. Allowed and allowed, flower and flower, berry and berry. There are hundreds. Homographs, words with one spelling but can be pronounced differently. For example, live, read, or desert. Just imagine being a foreigner trying to grapple with learning English. I mentioned this in one of my dispatches to David. He replied, I remember as a French teacher, children often complaining about the complexity of French pronunciation. Then I'd mention words like enough, bow, though, thought, cough, through, hiccup. Ours is not a straightforward language. I felt I was losing the battle when texting came in. These messages written in a form of shorthand with no punctuation spill over into everyday use of language. You are late, as in U, R, L and the figure 8, takes no time at all to type as opposed to spelling it out. But I refuse to truncate my words, even though it is a trial for my arthritic fingers to tap out a message. Especially when predictive text comes up with some bizarre suggestions for what I'm trying to say. I know I can be really annoying with my inconsistent views on the inconsistent English language. We would walk into the supermarket, and before I could open my mouth, Mrs. H would bark, "Don't say it!" She was annoyed with me, pointing at the sign that said 10 items or less, then hissing through my tooth, "That should say fewer!" Maybe it's down to me they had renamed them basket-only queues. Mrs. H also gets cheesed off with my outburst at the television. When I hear someone say fed up of, my face contorts with frustration as I bawl, no, no, it's fed up with. I knew what was coming. She sighed with patient suffering. Do you have to do that? I would have argued with her, but I couldn't find the words.
Over the hill, now that I have retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, too old to save. One foot in the grave.
Well, Neil, I really do find it difficult to imagine you as being lost for words. Perhaps your silence was just wise diplomacy.